Even before the crisis in the Catholic Church broke nearly a year ago, officials were having a hard time convincing young people to keep the faith. Church officials in Boston, epicenter of the crisis, say lots of kids have left the church altogether, offended by the abuse and cover-up. But there are also many young Catholics who say the crisis has reaffirmed their Catholic identity and their commitment to help the church recover. From Boston, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Pope John Paul has long admired young people for what he sees as their natural instinct for truth. A local priest in Boston put it a bit less elegantly, saying kids are great at sniffing out hypocrisy. So it may be little surprise that many young Catholics are put off by the notion of supposedly holy priests committing vulgar acts of sexual abuse.
It made me extremely angry. I think it's absolutely disgusting, you know.
Jennifer Homewood went through 9 years of parochial school and is now a senior at Boston College. Like many others, she says she feels betrayed by the church she grew up in.
I do not call myself a Catholic anymore because I don't want to be affiliated with something that I just don't agree with. You know, there's a lot of hypocrisy, and I don't want to be a part of that.
Homewood, who's tall with long dark hair and a pierced lower lip, says she's also put off by the church's stand on women's issues and homosexuality. Like many others, she says she started to stray years ago, but the crisis pushed her over the edge. As one church official put it, young people who were looking for an excuse to walk now have plenty. The archdiocese says attendance at youth programs is down by as much as 20% since the scandal. 14-year-old Nicole Toledo says she stopped going to her catechism classes because she was ashamed to be associated with the church.
At first, I was disgusted by the whole thing because it's just awful that they would actually do that, especially a priest, because they're supposed to be helping us, like, get through times. Instead, they're, like, making our times worse.
It hits especially close to home, Toledo says, since the victims were all kids like her. She's now back at class, but she says with a very different view of priests and bishops.
It made them, like, dirty, kind of, because they, like, cover the secret up. And, like, before, priests were, like, supposed to be, like, not God, but, like, a step lower than God, kind of, in my eyes. And now they're just normal people, like, who are preaching God.
For the next generation of Catholics like Toledo, who are still forming their religious identity, experts say the sexual abuse crisis may have an enduring impact.
I believe this event will be the Watergate of the generation of college students and high school students that are Catholic right now.
Stephen Pope is chair of the theology department at Boston College. There's a risk, he says, that the church scandal may alienate a good part of this generation.
A lot of younger kids regard this as just a case of Jerry Springer comes to the Catholic Church. And unfortunately, the mocking on Saturday Night Live and on the Letterman show just reaffirms their cynicism.
It's a problem the church is just beginning to grapple with. The archdiocese has many more immediate problems, and officials say there's no real strategy yet to do damage control with young people other than to listen and validate their concerns. They say the church will lose some young people, but they say those who are left will be all the more committed.
With the Holy Spirit showing us the way. Deacon Dan, preaching the word.
Indeed, go to any Catholic youth group like this pizza night in the heavily Catholic and blue-collar town of Rockland, Massachusetts, and you'll find a gaggle of young people who say they're now more committed to the church than ever, not in spite of the crisis, but because of it. High school freshman Kate Rich and senior Trisha Hubbard say they feel called to the church since the crisis.
I don't know, I think the church needed more support after, because so many people were just backing out, so they needed more people to step in.
I was talking about it in work today, and people are like, oh, you go to church? Yeah, I go to church, you know what I mean? And I don't care what you have to say, it's what I believe, and I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. A lot of people are shaking their heads. I think it's, for most of us here, I think it's definitely been like a life-changing event, you know what I mean?
These teens who come from religious families and years of Catholic school say they see the crisis as a test of faith and a test of their willingness to forgive.
You just gotta see the good in everybody. I mean, even the priests that did do that stuff, I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Who are we to throw stones at people? They'll have their judgment with God. I mean,
many of these teens concede they might not be as forgiving if they personally knew some of the accused priests or the alleged victims. But in their quiet community of Rockland, about 40 minutes south of Boston, these young people have decided to distinguish between what they see as the good Lord and the bad priests.
I mean, they did something wrong, but that doesn't affect my relationship with Jesus, and it doesn't affect what Jesus is saying to me and how I pray to Jesus. You know what I mean? I'm not praying to Father Jim. God is God, you know, and I think that makes a big difference.
That kind of distancing from the church hierarchy might work for now, but it can only go so far, says Thomas Groom, a professor of religious education at Boston College and author of What Makes Us Catholic.
It would be very naive to simply say, oh, well, I will be a Catholic Christian, but without the church. I think you can't have Catholicism without the church.
As Groom sees it, this generation will come to lead a broad-based push for change in the church. They'll grow up, he says, allergic to the pomp and power of the hierarchy and will insist on reforms beyond just the way the church handles allegations of sexual abuse.
It reminds me a little of the people who polished the doorknob on their front door. And when they polished the doorknob, they recognized that the door needed painting. And then they recognized that the front of the house needed painting. And then they recognized that all of the house needed painting. And then meanwhile, you know, 5 years later, they've totally renewed and refurbished their home. And when they sat down and thought about it, it all went back to the doorknob.
Not only is this generation uniquely marked by the church scandal, Groom says, but they're also the first to grow up since the Second Vatican Council, which gave new powers to the laity by allowing, for example, masses in English. The face of this generation looks more like 21-year-old Noel Roop, who led a protest against cardinal law at Regis College last year. And even 10 years before that, she led a petition drive in her home parish demanding that the church allow altar girls as well as boys. It's something Roop concedes her boomer parents would never have dared.
I mean, I know my parents growing up, you never questioned your faith. They couldn't understand when I was, you know, a teenager why I questioned what I believed, because you just didn't do that. And I said to them, you know, jokingly, I said, maybe that's, you didn't question it because the Mass was in Latin. You know, how are you going to understand it? So it's a whole different mindset, I think.
Like some of the religious kids in Rockland, Roop says she too has been drawn deeper into the church since the crisis. But in her case, she says it's because she wants to help drive big changes.
You know, we got this far. Let's keep going. Let's push this envelope. You know, there is a lot of change that needs to be made, and there's no reason to stop now.
But such ambitious expectations may only lead young people to even more disappointment. As one archdiocese official put it, there are certain non-negotiables in the Roman Catholic Church. The church may well be on its way to changing policies on sexual abuse, but on other issues like homosexuality or women priests, officials say young people will only be frustrated further if they're staying in the church hoping to change that. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.